The Health Minister, Andrew Little, has shot down calls for a swift overhaul of drug laws, saying any major change would first have to go to a referendum. A host of health and social organisations have signed an open letter to the government asking for drug use to be treated as a health issue, not a criminal one. But Mr Little says the government is constrained by last year's public vote, which went against cannabis legalisation. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The letter landed this morning, a public missive with a united voice. Drug use should be a health issue, not a criminal one. The signatories number 25 and bring together those on both sides of last year's cannabis debate, among them the Medical Association, the Mental Health Foundation, the City Missioners, the Drug Foundation. All want the 45-year-old Misuse of Drugs Act repealed and replaced. And all will likely be disappointed.
I think their gesture today is 12 months too late.
The Health Minister, Andrew Little, says his hands for now are tied. The government constrained by last year's vote on cannabis legalisation. It came back with 48.4% in support and 50.7% opposed.
I would interpret it as, no, we're not quite ready for this level of liberalisation yet. Doesn't mean to say New Zealand won't be in the future. Doesn't mean to say New Zealand won't be in the near future. But I think it would benefit from more public debate and scrutiny.
And that means no change right now. There's another hurdle too. The minister says any significant overhaul of drug laws would first have to go to another referendum. He believes the public would expect that.
Having seen how these groups have come together now in this coordinated, more coherent way, I think those are the conditions in which actually, were we to run a referendum again, I think that, you know, they might be more realistically hopeful of a different result. Certainly I would be, but I think that would be the way to go.
The response has the Green Party steaming. Chloe Swarbrick has been trying to build political consensus for decriminalisation. This morning, she told me her conversations with Labour had been very promising. But by this afternoon, that hope was dwindling.
It's just baffling. It seems like an absolute abdication of political responsibility.
The refusal to move is made more stark by Labour's commanding majority in Parliament. No longer can it claim New Zealand First as a handbrake. It has to own the decision to wait, even as its own reports from the Justice Review and Mental Health Inquiry recommend action.
There was a very narrow, very specific law that was shot down by a narrow margin. Of course, that means that that law can't progress, but it doesn't mean that we stop talking about the issue, because the issue doesn't go away.
Tanya Sawiski-Mead is the director of Just Speak, an advocacy group which signed the letter. She says it looks like Labour has deemed the subject too politically risky and doesn't want to lose some of the voters it won over from National.
The fact that they are kind of refusing to engage on this because they don't have to, they perceive that they don't have to, is fundamentally disappointing. I think really out of step with the so-called compassion that I think this government has said that it wants to lead with.
As for when there might be the second referendum as signalled, Andrew Little is reluctant to name a timeframe. He does note it is not his top priority. Atu iti whare parimata mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi ko Craig McCulloch aho.